I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Sounds of emergency personnel responding to a large explosion near the Damarosa Hotel in Damascus, Syria today. The hotel is used by the UN observer mission in Syria, although it's not clear the monitors were the intended target. There's also new fighting between the Syrian army and rebels in other parts of the capital near the prime minister's office. Activists say more than 100 people were killed in that fighting. As the battle for Syria continues, thousands of refugees continue to pour across the borders into neighboring Lebanon, Turkey, Iraq, and Jordan. The UN says there are 150,000 Syrian refugees in those countries, 50,000 of them in Jordan. The BBC's Hugh Sykes went to the largest of the refugee centers there.
Among the thousands of Syrians living in this camp, here's Naima, mother of 12 children, from Homs.
I think I can understand just from her gestures that her home was destroyed and they were left nothing but the clothes that she's wearing.
She says the Syrian army waited until families were gathered together for Ramadan morning or evening meals, and then opened fire with tanks. Now there's a water tanker passing by this tent. The man sitting on the back, spraying each side of the road through the camp with water to keep the dust down, to keep the sand down. What about toilet facilities?
They are so dirty and there's a very little amount of water inside the toilet.
Marhaba. Hello, where are you from?
Sura, Sura.
Five little boys, all from Dera in Syria, where all this began 17 months ago. Walking along and singing happily in the sun. Why are you so happy?
They're happy because they can ask for their freedom now.
Before, if you ask for your freedom, what happened to you?
They punish them, they take them to jail, and they torture them.
How do you know that? You've seen it?
Yes,
What have you seen? Your neighbor was captured. Who was he captured by?
The army.
What did they do to him?
They beaten him, they put him on electric chair.
What is an electric chair?
They make you sit on the chair and they put water underneath your feet and they press the button and you get electrocuted.
Is your neighbor okay now? Yes, he is, thank God.
Thank you so much.
Hisham and Wissam, 11 years old. And here's Ilham, who lets me take a photo of her and then points anxiously at her sleeveless dress.
One minute.
I've just taken a photograph of you too, yes. Let me talk to your sister. What happened to your clothes?
All gone.
So you only came with this dress, no other clothes? You just have the clothes that you're wearing and there. How do you keep them clean? You clean them and then you wear them again. What did you say?
Me too.
You too. Me too. 10-year-old Ilham from Syria. The toilets in this camp should be better soon. A new block has been constructed with toilets and showers in it. It'll be open in the next few days. And Ilham's parents and the parents of those other children don't think that they'll be in the camp for very long. They're confident that the Bashar al-Assad regime will soon fall.
That report from the BBC's Hugh Sykes in Jordan. And what with their problems we've just been hearing about, ours seem silly. Have you complained about autocorrect? Maybe we'll laugh it off next, here and now.